we'll close the hour on Maui, Kula, actually, in the studio of Steve Grimes, luthier. He's made 1,000 instruments now, and one of the guitar styles he's known for making has 2 sound holes. What? Well, picture the guitar as a woman's body, okay? The neck with frets. A double sound hole guitar has holes where breasts would be, leaving the bottom half to vibrate fully. Steve's story starts 40 years ago, when he was planning to move up the ranks as an engineer until he happened to build a mandolin.
I was just blown away, and I thought, well, there goes my career going.
What was so great about that instrument?
I wouldn't say there was anything noteworthy about it except that it actually worked, and it played in tune. But what it did was it made me think that I actually made something that made music. And the idea of that really intrigued me to the point where I couldn't find enough things to read. I read books on violin making. There were very, very few books at the time on guitar making, but that got me going.
How many years has it been?
Well, I moved here. Let me see, what is it? 82, so it's 38 years ago. And for many, many years, I did repair work, and I really got to know the Maui musical community very well. And I was an authorized repairman for Gibson, Martin, Fender, most of the main companies. And they would send their repairs from Hawaii, Oahu, Big Island. And so my entire shop was filled with repair work. And within a few years, I met Keola Beamer. He had a repair job for me, and he brought in this double hole guitar. And I'd never seen anything like it. And I took a look outside, inside. I wanted to see how it was braced, the internal construction of the instrument. It looked overbuilt to me. The instrument was heavy. It projected well, but it had a thinness to it.
The thing is, it had 2 sound holes, one on either side
it
of the strings.
It had 2 sound holes. Correct. It had 2 sound holes, and I hadn't seen something like that before, so I was very curious.
What did he like about them?
I think he liked the fact that this design, the double hole design, really lends itself to the tonality of a slack key guitar. In slack key guitar, the lower strings are lower. So the A and the E string are tuned down. The E string's tuned down to D and sometimes even as far as C. The speaker of the guitar, the part of the soundboard that really vibrates, is from the sound holes back to the bottom of the guitar, the tail. That is the main speaker. And so by moving the sound hole to the upper part, you create a larger speaker that's not interrupted by a sound hole.
Could we hear that at all? I mean, you think...
I just happen to have a guitar here. It's a double sound hole guitar with a German spruce top and Brazilian rosewood sides and back. And then one of the more popular slack key tunings is called Si Wahine. And that's where the E string is tuned all the way down to C.
The lower notes, you say, will be better represented with that double sound hole.
If you are a player that uses some of these lower tunings, you'll be pleased with the sound of a double hole guitar because it has a softer, warmer richness in the lower notes than a center sound hole guitar. And slack key music is all about softness and richness. I know a lot of musicians on Maui. I just had my 1,000th instrument party. We sold out about a month before, 400 people. Great local musicians. Some came from Kauai, from Oahu.
Could you share me some artists that you've worked with over the years?
Well, I just had the pleasure in building 2 guitars for Paul Simon, 2 for him in December. He came up in March and he brought Woody Harrelson with him. Woody is a guitar player, so Woody ordered a guitar. And the year before, I had the pleasure of building a guitar for Jackson Browne, 5 guitars for George Benson. Steve Miller has 11.
Well, tell us, you're a songwriter as well. Tell us about the song you just completed about our COVID experience.
It's kind of an ode to optimism. It's a song called After the Rain. Uh-huh. I wrote it as just to say, you know, we got to hang in there and not with divisiveness, we have to come together as a species. You know, you've seen the old movies that deal with alien invasion. And whenever an alien is invading the Earth, the human species comes together to fight it as one unit. And that's kind of the mentality that we need now to fight this. It's a song called After the Rain, and it talks about, you know, after every storm, the sun comes out.
Check Steve Graham's website for the new music video of this song, After the Rain.
The walls of this old house weren't meant to be a shelter to hide us from things that we can't even see. These turbulent times, all the lightning and thunder will wane. And we'll splash through the puddles of trouble and pain. And catch drops of sunlight after the rain.